What's your view, Andre?
Just to clarify a bit the question, when you say mix, you mean the mix of both solution measures and solutions. So I think there are a number of options here. And as we mentioned before in the previous session, it's more and more a bottom-up approach when it comes to solutions, right? But I think the key word here is both for business operators, so utilities, as well as for customers, is forecast. So understanding very well what forecast means on the very short term, today for tomorrow, but also on the very long term, next five, 10 years, or more than that, it's a key solution. Because it's a key solution, it's a key aspect to look into that. Because obviously when it comes, and I'll start from the long, medium and long term, when it comes to medium and long term, users need and can actually opt for different solutions and a mix of solutions for their means, and everything from heating to cooking to electricity will be wrapped up in different digital solutions, platforms, and energy management, let's say, frameworks. So on the medium and long term, that's quite easy, and provided that there are sufficient and proper sticks and carrots provided by policymakers, that will be a very quick, let's say, response of customers and users, be they industrial or energy intensive users or household users. On the very short term, I think, especially for utilities, I think there's an opportunity to basically integrate. We always say that, and it becomes a bit of a buzzword, but it is true, to integrate this intermittent, increasing intermittent renewable solutions into the energy mix, and to do that through basically smart meters and the solutions and the options that are unlocked by smart meters. I think end users are, should be, and they are more aware of how their demand and how their demand curve and consumption is matching this intermittent generation, and how shifting or decreasing their consumption or adjusting their consumption based on this intermittent, let's say, sources could curb emissions, could curb externalities, and could actually at the end of the day save costs, both economically and environmentally. So once again, a set of solutions both for short-term and medium and long-term. But I think once again, as we said at the beginning, and Erlane has mentioned that, and we've written about that last year in our paper, it is a matter of more and more bottom-up approach and a more active role of end users, of consumers, once again, be they customer, be they business customers or individuals in this energy ecosystem, which is and has to be unlocked by digitalization, because there's no other mean to basically integrate them.